T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. And, of course, in the studio, we've got Smitty and Breezy.
What's up, y'all?
What's going on, y'all?
And then, of course, Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself and all his nerdiness,
what is
Richard Hoskins. See, look at you. You got a jump in front of him.
Jumping the gun again.
That's why I don't drag race anymore. I'm always red lighting.
That's right.
What's happening, Gene Autry, Oklahoma?
Gene Autry, Oklahoma.
Gene Autry.
I wonder why it's named that.
Probably because Gene Autry lived there.
He didn't live there, actually, but he did buy a ranch there that was like a big portion of the city. And they like unanimously decided, the other people in the city signed a petition to rename it Gene Autry, Oklahoma.
Could you imagine filling that out on an envelope?
Can you imagine being the one person that didn't sign the petition?
Hater.
Well, I mean, this is the thing. So you put Bob Smith, Gene Autry, Oklahoma. I mean, it's just crazy. It's got two names on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Gene Autry in Gene Autry, Oklahoma. On Gene Autry Drive.
Now, that's when you feel like a boss.
But it's kind of pimp. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
I tell you what's pimp. Music video cars.
They often are.
I love it. And you know, that's the thing. You know, we talk about movie cars a lot, and we're going to talk about a really cool thing about a Tucker here in a little bit, but some really cool music video cars. Probably one of my favorites of all time. And probably a little more obscure than most. White Snake, Here I Go Again. Excuse me while I go get my members only jacket.
This is not surprising coming from you.
I think everybody can talk about that video for sure.
I think the video is more famous than the song.
Well, that video has a lot of urban myths about it. Some we can't even mention on the radio.
I know there was a super hot chick dancing on the hood of two Jags.
That would be Tawny Catane, and she was dancing on 1987 Jaguar XJ6 Vandenplas Series 3s.
And it was awesome.
There was a polo green and a white one, and she did like a cartwheel across the hoods of them. Like, yeah. I want to know where those Jags are today, because you know why? Because I want to LS swap them, because I'm pretty sure they're not running.
No, they're definitely not running.
Like, I mean, I think that's the reason that I like XJ Jags is because of Whitesnake. And more probably because of Tawny Catane.
I think they have beautiful hoods.
I love the front of the cars. And I don't know why I've always been attracted to those.
I've got no
like, idea. I want to recreate that music video, and considering I could probably buy 287 XJ Jags for $600, it wouldn't be hard to do.
What's scrap going for these days?
That's rough. Richard, that's rough, dude.
That's true.
That's true.
I'm talking about White Snake.
Yeah, those cars don't run anymore, and you know it.
I tell you what. Speaking of a wreck, have you seen Tawny Catane lately? Oh. I think the Jags look better.
Bless her heart. She didn't age well.
Something needs to bless her forehead. You see how big that thing is? Goodness gracious alive! I pulled it up. I have an iPhone 8 Plus, and I didn't have enough screen for her forehead.
Side swipe a couple of times.
I want to tell you, I didn't have enough memory for her forehead. Goodness gracious, I'm going to give me one of them 10XS ones or whatever.
Well, do you know her and the lead singer from Whitesnake were married for a couple of years after that?
Yeah, well, she wrote a little tell-all book.
Yeah.
Talking trash about my boy's manhood from Whitesnake.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? At the end of the day, that's a classic girl move. They talk trash. They want to say, oh, he's got a little manhood.
Well, yeah, that's normal. The way
he's got a little
down.
He's got a little white snake. That's basically what they're saying. And the thing is, I mean, that's what every girl says. That's like, you know what? Get original. Go original with something. Why do you have to just do that?
I
We're
think
not
she was
in elementary
just,
school no more.
I think she was just jealous of his hair. And how well he aged.
He's got a nice forehead and a great head of hair.
Yes.
That guy, you can Google the lead singer of Whitesnake, and I don't know his name off the top of my head.
David Cloverdale.
Yeah. I never can.
David Coverdale, my bad. This guy looks just like he did in 1987.
Didn't he do something with Jimmy Page?
I think he did. I tell you something else that's cool about it. I watched an interview with this guy, and they were talking about one-hit wonders, which he really wasn't a one-hit wonder. They had several pretty good songs. But Here I Go Again was just a breakthrough big hit. I guess was there one that stands out. But they were talking about it, and they said, how do you feel about this song? He said, I perform it 325 times a year, and I love it still to this day. He said, I'm a multimillionaire because of that song. No, I'm not mad.
That's a good point.
Like, yeah, you can't blame
him. Vanilla Ice hates Ice Ice Baby.
Well, I mean, if I got hung over a ledge and on a
skyscraper,
I would too.
But not to get off track, the cars were killer, man. I love those cars.
They were the right cars for the time and the video.
They're not as snazzy as you think, but I guess in 87, a new XJ6 Jag would have been pretty cool.
It was classy.
Two C4 Corvettes. Now, that would have been classy.
Oh, here we go.
That would have been classic. I don't know how good they would have done with the cartwheels, with the fiberglass. That could have been touchy.
And the slope.
Tony could have skinned her big old forehead, you know. But.
She might have landed right on the forehead.
Her forehead looks like a Corvette hood, kind of. It's tall, like when it's straight up.
You stand a Corvette on its nose.
Yeah, like you've turned the hood up on a C4 Corvette and do like that front view, put some bangs on it, boom, you got Tony Katane. Done. Bless her heart. That thing, it's got to be heck on a windy day. That thing catches wind.
She starts slowing down.
Leaning back.
Oh, man. Probably get a crick in her neck or something running down a hill.
Think of wind whistles as it goes by.
I'm telling you. She got a forehead like a brick wall.
Oh, bless this woman's heart. I hope she doesn't listen to this show. But, Tawny, hey, look me up.
Call me. You stay up on the Facebook.
I'm for real.
You for reals. But that's a good one. Give me a good. What's another iconic music video car for you, Professor?
Every ZZ Top video ever made.
This is true. Yes. Every single one.
That's a good one. And I've got a little bit of a background with this. I'm kind of a dork with ZZ Top.
Oh,
kind of,
yeah.
Like 38 Special.
Because you've driven most of them, probably. Yeah.
But. All right, so Give Me All Your Lovin', Legs, and Sharp Dressed Man had the Eliminator in it, which is a 1933 Ford three-window coupe.
There was another one. It was like kind of a sad song. It'll come to me.
But yeah,
there was another one with the Eliminator in it.
But so, and they used it in 1983 for the first time in a music video. But this car actually has a very, very special meaning. ZZ Top was getting burnt out on the music. ZZ Top's been around for a long time.
Really,
that's the thing. A lot of people didn't discover ZZ Top till all these songs, these hot songs came out and they really got big. They were burnt out on the music industry. They were car guys. So what did they do? They took a break from music and decided to restore a car. And they found a 1933 Ford Coupe. It's an all-steel car. And took it to SoCal Speed Shop. And with SoCal Speed Shop and the guys from ZZ Top, they built the Eliminator. And it was actually finished up in the early 80s. And then they decided to write some more songs, used it in the video, and the rest is history.
That could be very therapeutic.
It can be. I mean, that just goes to show you, if it wasn't for the Eliminator coupe. Oh, I got a good one for you. If it wasn't for Henry Ford, ZZ Top may not be here today.
That's true.
Now, you want to talk about a mind bender from way back?
Frank Beard's a huge Ferrari guy.
Yes, he is. See, Billy Gibbons is the hot rod guy. Everybody knows Billy for that.
And the beard.
And the beard. And the funny hats.
The
dreadlock hat thing he's got. Not 100% sure about that.
I know what it is.
Is that what
Rough Boy. Rough Boy had the Eliminator in it.
Yes. The several of the albums had it on there, too. Afterburner.
Yeah.
And of course, Eliminator. But definitely a cool one. I tell you what, guys, we got a lot of cool music videos. We got a lot of cool cars coming up right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Stay tuned. All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. Smitty Breezy.
What's up?
What's going on?
Professor.
What's happening, Bug Tussle, Kentucky?
Bug Tussle.
I don't know what you do there, man.
Tussle with a bug, maybe?
Sleep inside with your can.
I guess so. Smitty Breezy.
What's up?
Give us a good music video with a cool car in it.
Breezy, you want to take us in first? Or?
Yeah, I'll go first because I know which one you're probably about to say, and we're going to talk longer on that one. Now, y'all know I'm an undercover Rob Zombie, White Zombie fanatic. I love some Rob Zombie. There is a 1965 Ford Mustang that's actually got a name, and it's the name of one of their songs. It's called Black Sunshine. That is a cult classic from the 90s. It even had Iggy Pop in the video.
Oh,
Iggy.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was banging on a typewriter.
Yep, he does the whole intro. He speaks the intro, and then he does the whole finale at the end of it. If you hadn't heard it, it's a good song. But the car is what actually takes the cake in it.
I mean, is it a fastback Mustang?
Yes. Yes.
Is it a cool Mustang?
It's a very cool Mustang.
Is it a neato one?
It's neato. It's very neato. I mean, it's a name like Black Sunshine. It's awesome.
I mean, well, that could go either way. You know what I mean? It's Black Sunshine. Like, it's not the Black Stallion. It's Black Sunshine.
Yeah, but it brings joy into your black heart.
And it's White Zombie.
Yeah, it's the heavy metal.
I guess so.
That's the heavy metal version of My Little Pony.
Sorry, I was raised on this side of the Baptist church. My bad.
You got to tell Rob. It's the heavy metal version of 38 Special.
Okay,
yes,
that's cool.
There you go.
Now you understand.
Right, like I hold on loosely. I got you.
Exactly. Imagine like little hearts and butterflies all above it, and then like a painted black heart. And screaming with Iggy Pop, looking as old as he does now back then.
If anyone can make Rob Zombie look normal, it's Iggy Pop.
Oh, that's 100% true.
100%. How about Dracula? That was a good one.
Dracula's awesome.
That was a cool car.
Mm-hmm. That was a cool car. That was the Monster Mobile he was in back then.
Yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, George Barris did Dracula.
Yes, George Barris built Dracula, but do you know that who played Eddie? Eddie Munster. What's that guy's name?
Oh, I think his name's
Eddie Munster. I think he had it officially changed.
I think it's Bobby whatever. We need to Google that, make sure. But he actually owns one of the Munster coaches.
Yes.
With a 429 Super Cobra Jet.
429.
Yes.
In a trash can.
Two fours and a cross ram.
Good God.
Yeah.
Wonder what kind of gas mileage that thing's getting.
I don't think it really mattered. Keep in mind, it was the 60s, and two, I don't think it really mattered.
No.
It's the Munster Coach. I would rock the Munster Coach, and I'm not some big Halloween freak or Munsters or any of that freak, but I want to tell you something. I'd rock the Munster Coach. Nice. I also liked, Dracula was the drag car that
Grandpa
Munster.
Yeah,
there you go.
The coffin drag car.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's several of those that have been built. There's actually a replica of that at the Stars and Cars Museum in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. I've touched it with my own two hands.
Have you now?
Yes, I have. It was exhilarating.
Did you sanitize it afterwards?
No.
Well.
Is Jimmy Carter's brother's truck still there?
The Buddy Beer truck?
Yeah.
No, actually, it wasn't there when I went there, and somebody was talking about it while I was there, and I was kind of brokenhearted that I missed that. I love anything to deal with Billy Carter.
Yeah, that was cool.
The man started Billy Beer. I hate that I didn't get the opportunity to meet that man. Like, that's somebody I want to meet. You know, some people want to meet Johnny Cash. Some people want to meet, you know.
I want to meet Billy Carter.
I want to meet Billy Carter. I want to have a cold with Billy Carter. And Harry Carey are the two I want to meet.
Harry Carey.
There's not a good liver between them, but I'm going to tell you something. those are my two non-automotive people that I want to talk to, past or present.
I bet it would be fun.
Interesting. I think it's the word we'd go with. Interesting. Smitty.
Man, y'all know me.
Don't come at me with no Black Sunshine.
No, Black Sunshine.
That was weak.
That was not weak.
That was weak. That's weak as puppy pee.
It's not. Well, you picked Whitesnake like 3 days ago.
Ooh.
I pick Whitesnake every day.
I got to go with you on that. I mean, White Snake is awesome.
That I mean,
all three songs.
Maybe
all listen. Three songs.
It's three more than any of us in this room have.
This is true.
You know me, man. I'm switches all the way. So even when I was a youngin', when Ice Cube was riding down the road and it was a good day.
Oh,
and that gold Impala, God.
How about okay? That's killer. Now we can just take this whole rest of this segment and talk about Westside.
Westside.
How about Dr. Dre and Let Me Ride? Navy blue, 63 Impala.
How about Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg and Still DRE?
Oh,
how about I mean, they hop, dude. How about they hopped all the way down the road. Exactly.
How about Eazy-E?
Yeah, thank you. That's exactly. What I said. The godfather of the six foe.
Yes, he made the six foe.
Woke up quick at about noon. I'm just saying.
Well, y'all can say Eazy made the six foe or whatnot, but Ice Cube made Eazy. Let's be for real here.
Well,
yeah but Eazy kind of. Financed it. So
yeah,
I'm
but Dr. Dre
there.
Made them all.
You ever say, I want to tell you something about Dr. Dre. And don't get me wrong, now, I haven't personally met Dr. Dre. But I'm just saying, you can Google Dr. Dre, like in the late 70s, Dr. Dre was like one of the village people.
Yeah.
He really
chrome
was.
Three-piece suits and stuff.
Yeah, like yep. He looks like some kind of thing you would see in a variety show at Pigeon Forge.
He wore yes. Lipstick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he still does. But anyway, and that's the thing. And then Dr. Dre come off all hard at me. He was all cupcake. Now he's all cement block, you know?
But, I mean, either way, the dude made more money off of his headphones than he did off his music career.
That's oh, hands true. Down. Yeah.
And, I mean, that's after finding Eminem. That's after
Eminem finding 50.
Yeah, I mean,
and that's, then 50 finding everybody that's in the G-Unit.
Exactly.
All 370 of them.
So, I mean, still. But he did have a good, nice car in Still DRE when him and Snoop Dogg hopped all the way down the road.
All right, I got another one for you with Dr. Dre and Eminem in it. Forgot about Dre when he comes rolling in that 69 Dodge Coronet, the gold
yes.
and black one. Remember?
Yes.
Yeah.
How about, like, I want to know how that car ended up in the video. Like, the most random Dodge
that
of all
is a
time.
Good question.
That was probably like, Eminem,
that
honestly.
Was either that
yeah, he does like muscle cars.
Or, like,
yeah.
Somebody on the set, like, hey, my uncle's got a Coronet.
No, Eminem really is into, like, old Mopars. It's probably his.
Yeah, he probably drove up on the set that day in it, more than likely.
And he's
but
drive
what
off the
about
set with it.
What about that? What D12? Didn't they, the Purple Pills video, didn't they have a purple something? In
I don't remember that one.
I'm going to have to Google that one.
That's worth the Google. We're going to do that.
I'm pretty sure that's a good one.
Well, we're going to do that on this commercial break. Guys, stay tuned. We're talking about music videos and cool cars right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour. All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. And this week, we're talking about hot cars and music videos. And, of course, we got the professor himself in the studio, Mr. Richard Hoskins.
What is happening smack over Arkansas?
I'm going to Google that. I don't think that's a good
time. I'm not. I didn't think I could make that out.
Point.
I am using a new list, though.
A new list. And then, of course, we have Smitty and Breezy in the studio.
What's up, Radio Lamb?
Hey, y'all.
And now, Smitty, when we wrapped up this last segment, we were talking about Dr. Dre and Eazy.
Yes, sir.
And Six Foe Impalas.
Six Foe, Six Threes.
Do you notice how much more gangster you get when we talk about this?
It's so funny. He goes like straight.
Yeah. Like yeah. You just went OG.
Well,
yeah.
This is my roots, man.
Like you're growing like the little funny mustache.
No.
Like the lowrider man.
No.
His chair's over here going, burp, 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 burp.
Well, that's why I love these chairs.
I'm telling you. So now, you talk about an iconic moment in music history with a car and Dr. Dre.
One of the greatest moments of my childhood, dude. When Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg come out, I think it was the MTV Music Awards.
It was.
And that blue 6.3 on stage hitting switches.
But that's Dre's car. That's
yeah.
his.
Yeah.
He's had that thing forever.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful car. Just like Ice Cube. He owns the one from the video, and he owns the one from Boys in the Hood.
And then you got, what's the other one? The one...
Are we there yet? No, I'm just tripping.
No, they wrecked that one.
Oh, See, that's the thing when you say Ice Cube, and now look what he does.
Yeah. But I mean, the dude's about his money. I mean,
Dr. Dre is too.
We was all gangster back in the day.
He's just better at it.
Yeah, that's true.
He ain't making B movies.
No.
I think the next movie that Dre need, or Ice Cube needs to do are we done yet?
Yeah.
Stop.
Exactly.
Are we retired yet?
Well, now he's going to live on through his son, which is Ice Cube.
And how many barbershops are they going to do?
God.
Barbershop 12 came out last week.
Well, they even have a beauty shop.
And the only thing that stayed the same is Eve and Ice Cube's in it. That's it. And we know old EVE ain't hitting on a whole lot either, you know? Yeah, even though her front man DMX ain't getting on much anymore, so just saying.
Well, he was staying in Greer, so.
Yeah, like I
that
said.
That says a lot. Yeah. But nah, that moment when they come out on stage, dude, that was like, that was the epitome of cool when I was probably, what, 10, 12 at the most?
Well, and I mean, you got to think about it. I mean, those cars, like it or not, they're beautiful, those lowriders are.
Gorgeous.
We're talking 14-7 Daytons.
Yeah.
You know, and Dre's in particular, the navy blue one, has the gold or the chrome spokes with the gold nipples in the spokes.
Yeah.
Gold flippers. I mean, chromed everything. We're talking upper and lower control arms, every engine accessory piece, everything's
chromed. Well, I mean, the whole underside of the car looks just as good as the outside of the car.
Exactly, and then the car is just a deep navy blue. And as a matter of fact, the grill is gold and chrome, too. Remember some of the trim is, too. I mean, it's just cool. I mean, it's a very classy ride.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't get no cooler than that, dude. I mean, it's perfect. I mean, you're riding with the top down. You're hitting switches. I mean, you ain't got to be hitting switches.
Just that's not a car you bounce.
No. Just riding on them 13.7s and just cruise, man.
Just let it ride.
Feel the wind in your hair. System bumping.
Makes me want to buy an Impala now.
I think we all should.
That's a dream, dude. Like, I'm airbag all the way. I got airbag tattooed on my leg.
Say you get rid of the Transit and get a 63 Impala.
That would be amazing.
The Impala on switches. I love a true hydraulic setup on an Impala. That's just classic.
Classic, yeah.
Well, that goes beautiful. Hand in hand,
that
too.
And a Regal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Monte Carlo, even still Monte Carlo.
G-bodies all around.
Yeah, G-body all
maybe
the way around.
Maybe a nice Cutlass.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Reminds me of the one at Caffeine and Octane.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That one was beautiful.
Yeah.
That was magical. Nothing like a car on switches all twisted up.
Exactly.
I'm just getting all excited over here. I just let my chair down.
I did that twice since we started this segment.
Everybody was like, psh, psh.
I mean, to hit three wheel, dude, that is just, that right there in itself is magical.
Probably the coolest, the closest I ever came to being cool. There was a car lot on Wade Hampton Boulevard that had a green 63 Bel Air.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't an Impala, it was a Bel Air. Sport coupe, so it had the little back glass. 13.7 chrome knockoff Daytons.
Yeah.
With six switches.
Oh, that's awesome.
Pond scum green, and I could have bought it for like $4,500.
God.
This thing, you know, because those cars got an X frame on them. And this car had been twisted so hard when they did three wheel that the back glass had actually popped out of it at the back. Like, it popped out of the seal and the rubber and everything. It didn't break the glass. I mean, that car was flexing like crazy. I mean, that thing lived a hard life.
What?
And I still wanted it.
Well, dude, do you remember? I don't know if you remember it or not, but back when Masters Car Stereo was down there on the left, I can't remember exactly where it was at, but remember they had the Cadillac limo that sat out in the back that had the hot tub in the back of it.
Yeah,
I remember that.
That one had juice on it. That
really?
One was juiced. Yeah,
yeah,
my buddy Oates, cousin Chris, used to be the manager there, and that's all I ever heard. Oh, we're gonna get it hooked up. We're gonna get it riding. I never once seen that thing move from behind that shop. But man, that right there.
You
would
imagine
have been
you hit
awesome.
Your switches, your water's gonna come out your hot tub.
I wouldn't care.
That would be awesome.
We could put more water back.
You got a drop top, or you got a completely removed top limo on switches with a hot tub in the back.
A limo's just cool anyway.
I'd dump the water out all day long. That's just me though.
Yeah, you're not going to drive that thing to work. No. You know, with a couple of girls in the back in the pool. I mean,
why not?
Practicality isn't really the name of the game.
I think that's very practical, actually. I mean, if you think about it, it's a bit of a time saver. You could actually bathe and be on the way to work.
That's true. That is true.
If you have a driver.
Yeah, you're going to have a driver, which I don't think I'd be hard-pressed.
I mean, if you think about it, I'm not shy. I'll be sitting in the bathtub, sipping up, be like, what's up?
What's up?
You over here sipping your Starbucks thinking you're all cool. I'm like,
rub a dub.
I'll be back there with my rubber ducky and a shower cap on. Uh-huh. What's up?
Squeak, squeak.
Talking at your girl.
Hey, hey, hey. I mean, watch them bumps. My bubbles are coming out.
Bubbles is moving.
My bubbles is moving. That would actually be hilarious.
Come on in. The water's fine.
Come. Oh, that's epic. That is epic. Another epic music video car.
You know, another one along the rap style lines, and we talked about this earlier off stage, but the Hoopty from Sir Mix-a-Lot's video, My Hoopty. Now, we're talking about iconic music cars. It may not be the best looking thing, but it's iconic.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, I'm sorry. I can't respect anybody that I have more followers on Instagram than they do. I mean, really and truthfully, and I mean, and don't get me wrong. I mean, no, I don't have a one-hit wonder single myself. I understand that. I got all my likes and views from being cool, but it's like I just can't get down with it.
Oh, I think it's
great.
I mean,
Vanilla had the 5-0. We ain't talking about that. I'm just saying.
Yet.
We're going to have Rob Van Winkle in as a calling guest.
He'd probably appreciate it.
He needs the money. DIY Network isn't paying too well. Although, if you ever watch Vanilla Ice Project, I highly recommend watching. It's actually entertaining.
I've watched it.
Holla at your boy.
3 times.
I love it. He comes pulling up in a drop head. Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
And the first thing that pops in my mind, rental.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got a, I follow him on Instagram for a laugh. And it's hilarious. He's got a 95 F-250.
Yeah, the white one?
Yeah, the white and blue one.
Yep.
And somebody commented under it. He has trolls on his page. And somebody commented under it. He said, yeah, this is my new old school ride. And somebody commented under that and said, oh, wait, look, they were both really hot back in the day, you and the truck. That's horrible. You're picking on Vanilla. That's unfair. He's getting kind of old.
I don't even care, man. Vanilla Ice was cool back in the day.
He was cool back in the day.
I mean,
now,
I'm pretty sure I lost a couple of friends by saying that, but he was cool.
Richard's still rocking the tape in the Daytona Z.
Hey, that's cool.
Of course.
Ain't no wrong with that. All right, guys, hang tight. We're talking music videos and cool cars right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour. All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. We're talking about music videos and cool cars. And, of course, we got Smitty and Breezy in the studio.
What's happening?
Hey, hey.
And then we've got the professor himself. And I see him over there. He's got that evil, like Smitty and Breezy. They like West Side, and the professor's like East Side, and I'm over here in the middle of this.
You're Switzerland.
Like I don't know what to think. You know what I'm saying? Like I feel like one of them Texas rappers. You know what I mean?
I'm just sitting sideways.
I'm just confused. I'm over here like Paul Wall, just leaning against the wall, but
doing it with your grill.
Exactly. I'm just sitting here trying to get my grill straight. But now professor's got a good one. Sammy Hagar, I Can't Drive 55.
That's right.
So tell us about this now. This video has two Porsches in it, or two Ferraris, rather, in it.
That's right. 1984 lead and title track off of Sammy Hagar's album, I Can't Drive 55. He's driving a black 1984 Ferrari BB512i, a.k.a. Boxer. And he had a little
for
problem.
The common folk.
For the common folk.
Yeah, you know, for the non Ferrari heads. And he had a little trouble when he was making that video.
Well, he said he was slinging it around the track and burnt the clutch out.
Yep. Yeah, burned out the clutch on the boxer, which apparently, according to him in his book, Long Way to Cabo, was a $5,800 fix in 1984 dollars.
I bet you it's a long way to Cabo with no clutch.
Yeah, really? You can't get your car out of second gear.
No wonder he couldn't drive 55.
Hell, he's probably having a hard time getting to move. You know, and that's something that tickles me about the Ferraris. And I've never been an exotic car guy until I got to messing with Ed and all these guys down in Atlanta. Yeah. And they talk about them all the time. These things aren't very tough at all.
No, they're fragile.
They are. They're like the porcelain doll of cars to me. Like everything is so expensive. And, well, you can't do that because this, and it burns the clutch out. Like, he's talking about they burn the clutch out of cars, loading them onto a car carrier.
Are you serious?
Loading it onto a car carrier. Do you realize how many times I've dropped the clutch in the boo thing?
Ugh.
Three times this week.
Yeah, oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
We record on Wednesdays, by the way. Three times. I took literally best day ever. We sold a little C10 today. So I backed the boo out because the boo thing was parked behind it, which is my 1965 Malibu SS, 327, 300 horse, 4-speed. No boxer.
Death machine.
Back it.
We've witnessed that.
You almost kill one kid, and all of a sudden, you get a name.
It had to be my kid.
Yeah, it was our kid.
He would have died cool, though.
He would have.
I mean, he was excited about it. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Okay, roller coaster rides are exciting. You can dial those things, too. Okay. All right. I literally backed it out of the shop. I went straight down the street in front of my shop and took a right turn. I rolled 200 feet to the next stop sign. When I made that right turn, I took my right pedal. I pushed it to the floor. I took my left foot and went straight up with it. You know what that does?
Around a turn?
Yes.
Yeah, I know what that does.
Sideways, shifted it to second, got a standing ovation by a man on his front porch with one leg. When you get a standing ovation by a man on one leg, you're doing something right. God bless America.
I come from that neighborhood, so I can say that has to be a true story.
And then I stopped at the next stop sign. Ease the clutch out because there's a bump right there and I don't like bumping my tires. I rolled across the intersection, turned out onto a 4-lane road. I looked to the left. I looked to the right. I went left one more time. As my neck was turning left, I was at about 22 degrees in my neck angle. I then took right foot back down to the floor. Right when I heard the valve start to float, that's when the left foot come back up, and I did it again, except I spun it around in 4 lanes. And you know what? I pulled back in the shop yard with rocks hitting the bottom of my car, because gravel hitting the bottom of my car and all the specks in the road because of the hot rubber, and I got out of the car. I shut the door and said, if they ever made one damn amazing car, this one's it. The end. It's the best. I said, it's the best damn car in the yard. I'm done. Period. That car is magical. I love it.
There's something about spinning around in a car intentionally.
Well, and the thing is, that's just bad news. This car's been doing it for 50 years. I love that thing. Anyway, okay, back to Sam Hagar and his Playboy Ferrari.
Yeah.
His little Barbie Ferrari.
He didn't have as much fun doing that as you did.
Yeah, I didn't burn the clutch out.
And it wouldn't cost $5,800 to fix if you did.
Heck, I could buy a clutch for $58 for it if I needed to.
Pop it in yourself.
Exactly. So frustrated. I can't drive 55. It would have been better with a boo thing. Just saying.
He's got the Red Rocket now also. I mean, he loves the American cars too.
Yeah. I mean, Sammy Hagar's a cool guy.
Yes.
Van Halen, no. Sammy Hagar outside of Van Halen, I like him.
Yeah, before and after.
Yeah, exactly. Not during.
Yeah, these power ballads just weren't doing it.
This could be love. Straight from the heart. Tell me why. Richard.
That ain't Van Halen. No. It's Van Hagar.
Oh. How about that T.I. video? And this is kind of cool because it's a street rod in it. And, I mean, street rods are kind of old stuff now. I mean, nobody's really into them like they used to be. But the TIV, what's the name of that video? Where he pulls up in the 41 Lincoln Zephyr. It's a kit car, actually, but it's a 41 Lincoln Zephyr.
You know about it.
There you
Something
go.
Like that.
What you know about what that?
You, yeah. No, what, no it's you know about it.
I don't know the names of songs.
It's something that you know.
I don't know. But whatever, he pulls up in that bad 41 Lincoln Zephyr. Yeah. It's got old what's his name in it?
Wyclef.
There you go. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Wyclef Jean.
Yeah, Jean.
He's a car guy from way back,
too. He's a huge car guy.
He's a big guy. He's like 6'7".
Yeah, and he drives like Paganis and stuff.
Honestly, that Zephyr's probably his.
Probably.
I ate a Pagani bread one time. T.I. is a big car guy. It was pretty good.
You what?
I ate a Pagani bread one time. It was pretty good.
Pagani bread.
Yeah. I never drove one, but they got a pretty good soup sandwich.
T.I. is a big car guy, too.
T.I. likes man cars.
Yeah, T.I. likes Rolls Royces and things like that.
I'd rock a Rolls Royce.
I would too.
Yeah, that would be awful.
I still want a Rolls, an old school Rolls with like a blower motor in it.
You know, I know somebody that has a Rolls Royce junkyard.
You do?
Yeah.
Really?
It's a customer.
Why have we not been to this place yet?
Why have you never said that?
It's NTR.
It's really?
Yeah.
Field trip?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, he's my buddy. Like I know the guy well.
Yeah, okay. I think you need to get the invite hooked up here.
Okay.
Can we text his digits?
Right now?
On the break.
I can get his number.
Get his digits.
Okay.
We need to talk to this man.
Yeah.
Okay. He's from England.
Well, even better.
We're not gonna hold that against him. I like Paul McCartney. We're good.
His name's David Rogers. He has a Rolls Royce junkyard in TR.
Really?
It's called like luxury car junkyard or something.
Yeah, we totally need to go to this place.
I would like just to kind of just check that out. Just kind of walk
around.
That's
what I was going to say. I don't even care for Rolls Royce.
It's like the LKQ for the rich and famous.
There's some big TV show that is coming out, like a Netflix show that is either out or is coming out, where it's about a guy who has like a late 30s Rolls Royce, and it's a big part of the show. He sold them the car that's in the show.
Well, I'll be.
Really?
Yeah, I did the wire transfer to pay for it.
Look at you. Look at the old professor. He's like, I'm just making moves.
Yeah, I'm over here making moves.
Just making moves, you know what I'm saying.
You find out something new about him every single day, don't you?
All day. So the professor's just the man. Just the man. And I tell you what else, professor. You know what? We got a commercial break coming up.
All right.
You know what that means? One, we got to take a commercial break. Two, that means that gives you time to find out the man's number with the luxury car junkyard.
Okay.
Because I'm Dave. I want to check this out.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go too.
I think it's going to be cool. Guys, stay tuned. We're talking cool cars. And you know what? I think we're going to switch gears and talk about cool cars, maybe in the movies and TV shows. Coming up right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.